Tomorrow night, Hollywood will crown its favorite movies and actors at the Oscars, maybe unaware that another group is trying to create a rival movie industry. Conservative Christians, appalled by sex and violence in mainstream entertainment, are turning out their own films, and as NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, they've made surprising inroads.
Okay, here's a quiz. What was the biggest grossing independent film in 2008? No, not Slumdog Millionaire, not Milk. It was a movie you've probably never heard of.
In the last few weeks, God has given me a love for you that I have never had before. And I have asked him to forgive me.
Fireproof, starring former teen idol Kirk Cameron, was the talk of these movie fans gathered in San Antonio last month.
Welcome to the 2009 San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival.
This crowd was markedly un-Hollywood. The men wearing jeans and polo shirts, the women in high necklines and low hems. The lights had hardly dimmed for the opening ceremonies when Doug Phillips, the festival's organizer, told the audience they were drawing the Maginot Line in the culture wars.
We're here to send a message to the world that we no longer want our children immersed in toxic media, which is in opposition to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Instead of just complaining about sex and violence, Phillips says, Christians must make films that reflect their own values. So he started the film festival 5 years ago, when he realized that Christians were losing the hearts and minds of the young.
What is the single biggest influence on our families? I wish I could tell you that the single biggest influence were churches, but that, regretfully, is not the case. The truth of the matter is that it is the media that people take in which are shaping and forming ideas.
If Christians want to compete in the world of ideas, he says, they have to make great movies. This festival is putting up a $101,000 top prize to help them get there. And Phillips says, this is only the beginning.
I think that we're going to see significant production houses which are going to be funding $200 million films done by Christians. We're going to have our own Steven Spielbergs.
And these Christian directors will make movies about subjects that evangelicals care about, like dramas about abortion.
If you don't get rid of this pregnancy, our relationship is over.
In case you haven't noticed, this relationship was over the moment you insisted on killing our child.
Documentaries about homeschooling.
History is once again repeating itself as a free people willingly exchange their educational liberties for the shackles of government support.
And musicals about taxation.
Stand up, be strong, do not ignore the widow's cry for help you hear. The laws of God you should revere.
The Widow's Mite tells the story of a woman about to lose her home to tax foreclosure and the two families that help her with her lonely battle against the government. In the end, the widow prevails, to the delight of Jeff Rains of Fort Worth.
It was awesome. Awesome. A lot of good biblical principles and messages in there.
Like courage and integrity, he says. Becky Dura from Kaufman, Texas, says she wishes Hollywood would turn out movies like this, but she says Hollywood has a tin ear for the Christian audience.
I don't think they'll ever get it. They will try to mimic it. You can't mimic Christ. They'll never get the love part. They'll never get forgiveness. They don't get any of that because they don't think they need it.
I think anything can be redeemed by the power of Jesus Christ.
19-year-old John Robert Moore is the writer, director, and leading man in The Widow's Mite.
But I believe that the path that God has set forth before us, which can be seen by the blessing he's put on this industry so far in its very short movement, is evidence to the fact that he wants us to work in an entirely new industry from the ground up.
Steve Morales concurs. He's the executive director of Franklin Springs Family Media, a group that invests in Christian films. He's here in San Antonio scouting for talent. He says because Christians care more about wholesome stories than big stars and budgets, the movies are cheap to make and quickly turn a profit through box office and DVD sales.
We're out for good, strong, economically viable films which fill a niche that is unmet right now. Blockbusters are great, but that's not the end goal.
That goal, he says, is to glorify God and perhaps to make the young ladies swoon. What has been your favorite movie so far?
Fireproof! This is my fifth time to see it.
Julia Spence is an 18-year-old freshman at Louisiana Baptist University.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing.
Why?
Oh, why? Oh, because, well, first of all, it
presents the plan of salvation in an amazing and in a way that could touch everyone's heart. And also because it's romantic and it's special and sweet, and I just love it.
Fireproof touches all the bases for this audience.
Shut up! I'm sick of you! You disrespectful, ungrateful, selfish woman!
The raw emotion of a marriage on the brink of divorce. The conversion experience.
God sent Jesus to die on the cross and take the punishment for your sin because he loves you.
And finally, forgiveness and redemption.
And if I haven't told you that I love you, I do.
Fireproof earned $33 million at the box office, but it cost only $500,000 to make. It was written and directed by two brothers from a Baptist church in Georgia. The cast was all church members, with one exception, Kirk Cameron, the former star of Growing Pains and himself an evangelical Christian, offered to work for free.
It was the heart of the people who made the movie, combined with their ability to tell a story with redeeming values to it, that made me want to be part of the team.
Fireproof opened at number 4 in the nation last September, beating out Spike Lee's Miracle of St. Anna.
Monday morning after opening weekend of Fireproof, we got a call from one of the guys at the Hollywood Reporter, and he said, "Who in the world are you, and what in the world is Fireproof?" Of course, he used much more salty speech.
Stephen Kendrick co-wrote and produced Fireproof.
He says, "Well, do you realize what you just did? I've been tracking every movie that's coming out." He said, "That's my job." Fireproof was not even on our radar screen.
So how did they do it? By flipping Hollywood marketing on its head, says Ben Howard, who runs Provident Films, which marketed Fireproof. Howard says instead of spending millions on advertising, Provident gave sneak previews to select groups.
We did a lot of screenings showing the film to influencers.
That would be pastors?
Those would be pastors. Those would be ministry leaders. Those would be people who speak to the audience.
Like the purpose-driven life before it, Fireproof became a topic of sermons, Bible studies, radio talk shows, and an inspiration for the young Christian filmmakers in San Antonio. At the grand finale, awards were presented for the best creation movie, the best family movie, the best musical, and finally,
the winner of the 2009 San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival Award, $101,000 for Best of Festival, goes to The Widow's Mite!
This is a moment in history, said Doug Phillips, a moment that can spark a new generation of filmmakers, ones that will produce movies that are, quote, truly meaningful to the kingdom of God. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.